Torah. Today is, at least. Today is Daf Kuf Ches. We are on where? Kuf Zayin with Beis, like 3-4 lines on the bottom? A Rava?
Yeah.
So we're discussing that you have to maintain your appetite for the meal. So for the Seder. So Rava, Habashasi Chamri, Kula Male Yoma de Pischa. Rava would drink wine. He would drink wine all Erev Pesach. Because he felt kehechi de nigre de libe, because the wine would cause him to have an appetite. The wine would roll right in his appetite. The nechel matzah tzvela arta, because he would then have an appetite to be able to eat matzah with an appetite. So Amar Rava. So Rava asks, mina amina la de chamra migrar garir. How do I know that drinking a lot of wine opens up the appetite? It doesn't close. Drink a lot of wine, opens it up, and you can have more. So the Tanan, because there's a Mishnah that we'll see next week or 2 weeks, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, that says, "Bein kosos halalu imratza lishtos yishteh, bein shlishi l'rvi lo yishteh." So the Mishnah basically says that between the first and second cup, you can have more wine. Before the second and third cup, you can also have wine, but between the third and fourth cup, you can't drink anything. Right? Look at Rashbam. Rashbam says, "Bein kosos halalu, bein rishon l'sheni." Or being shenu shlishi, you can have wine. Why? Mishum de chamra migra gari and kedavars lel. We'll see in a moment because you can say that the wine is going to increase the appetite. But being shlishi l'rvi lo yishteh, between the third and the fourth you can't drink. Shlishi de birchas amazon, the third kosos birchas amazon. The kevon de lo chashin od legriri libe lo sharinle. Because there's no reason after the third cup, after the third kosos, there's no reason to expand your appetite. There's no other reason to drink the wine. So if you're drinking another kos between 3 and 4, it looks like you're adding another kos, right? Denira kimosif al ara kosos. That looks like you're adding. Between 1 and 2 and 2 and 3, you can say, oh, they're drinking a kos because of why? Gemara says, iamart masit soyed. If we say that drinking extra wine satiates you, masit soyed, amayishte. Why is there permission to drink between 1 and 2 and 2 and 3? So haka achil l'matzah l'chilagasa. Then eating the matzah will be when you're full. You see from here that the drinking of the wine can cause a teyavon, and therefore you're allowed to drink between 1 and 2 and 2 and 3 because there's a purpose to it of eating, of opening up your appetite. Between 3 and 4, since there's no need to open your appetite because you're not eating any more matzah between 3 and 4, so then it's going to look like you're just adding another kos, and that would be usher. Rav Sheshes have a yosef b'ta anisa kol mali yoma de pischa. Rav Sheshes would fast, would sit in a fast all Erev Pesach. Yosef b'ta anisa kol Erev Tosos just points out, Tosos first post, Tosos says, Lav Davka, he didn't really fast. Ella Shomer Atzmo Mel Acho, he just would, wouldn't eat too much. Inami, or Tosos says, Hay Mekabalav Mamish Tainis, maybe he did really have Mekabalav real Tainis, Kedeshia Niskar Venizir Mel Echo, so he would remember and be careful not to eat anything, not to eat anything on Erev Pesach. So Gemara said, the Tosfos points out, goes, however, you should know the Habachoros, right? The Bechoros who are noeg to Lisanos Erev Pesach, that's not from here. That's a much, much later institution. He says, Habachoros nogu Lisanos Erev Pesach, the Ketamim Masechet Sofrim, it's in Masechet Sofrim, She'em Esan Benisan El Bechoros for Erev Pesach. It says in Masechet Sofrim that you're not supposed to fast on Nisan except for the Bechoros and Erev Pesach. That is just a later institution. Okay. Now the Gemara says, why did Rav Sheshes fast? So the Gemara says, Neima, let's say, Kasava, Rav Sheshes may be held, that Samach L'Mincha Gedola Tanan. Rav Sheshes says that you're not supposed to have a meal from Mincha Gedola, which was 12:30. Umishim Pischahu. And the reason why he's not eating is because of the Korban Pesach. Even though he didn't live at the times of the Korban Pesach, but he's, expanding what they did then to what he's doing now. Umishim Pischahu. And Dilma Mimshach, maybe he will, can't have that meal, because maybe you'll drag it on, and it'll prevent yourself from doing the Korban Pesach. So why is he going from the morning? That's going to be 12:30. Maybe the Savar La Kid the Amr of Oshia Amr of Elazar, because Rav Oshia said, quote Rav Elazar, Machir Rebbe Mseira, the Mseira would be said it's kosher by Pesach Sheshachtu Shachris Barbasar Lishmo. That if you shechted a Korban Pesach even in the morning, it's kosher. He extended the Zman of the Korban Pesach in the morning. Therefore, you see the beginning of the time for Korban Pesach is from the morning. So maybe Rav Sheshes is concerned, since Korban Pesach is kosher in the morning. And if I have a meal, I'll draw myself out, and I won't have the Korban Pesach, so I'm not going to eat the entire day. right? The kuli yom chazal pischa. The savar, how does he hold that? He said, what about ben arbayim? Ben arbayim means between the two in the evening. He says the savar ben erev de esmal erev idna. I mean between yesterday evening and today evening. So that's how you interpret ben arbayim. So maybe that's why Rav Sheshus was machmir. Said Amri lo, no, that's not the reason. Don't put together this whole, you know, stushtel, I guess, to put everything together. Lo, shani Rav Sheshus de isnas ham. Rav Sheshus was an isnas. I guess he was a mafunuk. To eat toyim b'tzapar midi, if we eat anything in the morning, l'ort lo havim ha'ile miuchla. He would still be full in the evening. He was a guy that didn't eat much, and whatever he ate, kept him satiated. Therefore, he was concerned individually to eat it all on Erev Pesach, because he was concerned he wouldn't be able to eat the matzah l'teyavon. Okay. Next. Bafilu anishav Yisrael lo yochel ad sheyesev. The Mishnah says that even a poor person in Yisrael must do haseva when he eats at the pit, when he eats the Seder. Again, because haseva at the time was symbolic of the aristocracy and wealth, so that shows where cheirus, you do haseva. So Itmar, he learned and stated, matzah, the matzah that you yotze your chiyuv on Pesach, well, what is that? Machlokas Rishonim, we'll get to it later, whether that's the three-way machlokas, which matzah in the chilas matzah, when you make hamotzi and al-chilas matzah, or maybe it's the akikomin, whatever one it is, matzah, tzarech haseva. When you eat matzah, you require haseva, which is, Rashi says, which is meaning, right? Rashi says, kisha ochel matzah shom mitzvah, whatever Rashbam says, whatever the matzah shom mitzvah is, you have to lean, kivnei chorin, shuzeche l'geula. Because that's the remembrance of Geula. Now matzah, even though it's lechem only, matzah is also symbolic of the Geula, so all those things, the matzah has this dual capacity, but one of it is that it represents freedom. So matzah needs haseba. But maror ain't tzarech haseba. Maror does not require haseba. Rashi points out, she was zecher la'avdus. Because that is not symbolic of freedom, that's zecher la'avdus, and therefore that does not require haseba. So what does it mean, tzarech haseba, ain't tzarech haseba? What is that? What if you didn't do haseba? What did you do wrong? So it happens to be machlokas Rambam on the Rush. But if you didn't do haseba, what did you do wrong? Is it that haseba becomes an integral part of the mitzvah of achilas matzah? So if you ate the matzah without haseba, you weren't even yotze your achilas matzah. I think that's what the Rush says. Well, the Rambam says that haseba is an independent mitzvah. If you didn't do haseba, so you were yotze the matzah, but you weren't yotze the mitzvah of haseba. Does haseba become part of the mitzvah? So that's a machloka, that's a chakira that all the briskers talk about. Okay. So the Gemara then continues and says, yayin, when it comes to the wine of the abrakos kosos. So do you have to do haseba with the wine? So I guess itmar, mishmei de Rav Nachman, it was saying the same with Nachman, that tzarech haseba, that you do need to recline when you drink the wine, the four kosos. The itmar mishmei de Rav Nachman, the name of Rav Nachman was Ein Tzarech Haseba. Now you do not require to recline. Velo pligi, and these do not argue. Habit hatre kasei kamai, habit hatre kasei basrai. One of them is talking about the first two kosos, and one of them is talking about the second two kosos. Which one? And we don't know. We don't know which ones. The Gemara says Amri la haigisa, Amri la haigisa. Some say you go this way. Some say you go this way. Amri la haigisa. The one who's going to say this way, tre kasei kamai. That the first two kosos boy haseba, they require reclining. The hashtahu demitchala lecheirus, because this is when we're starting the geula. As the seder begins, we're starting the geula. You recline. But trei kasi basrai, trei the second two kosos lo bo haseba. We don't require haseba. Ma da hava have, because we already spoke about geulas mitzrayim. It's already done, and now you don't have to be as to haseba anymore. It's later on in the meal. You don't have to do haseba, which you still have halal later on. So I'm not sure how that works, but Rashbam says, where was that? Okay, but Amr Leila Haigisa, Gemara back and Gemara, and some say you go this other way, Adarabah, Trei Kasi Basrai, it's the two ladder cups that require reclining, Bo Haseba, because Ahi Shaita, the Kahavi Cheres. If you go according to it, if you go according to the story in the Seder, that's when we're free. After we finish Shagolanu, the cup 3 and cup 4, that's when we're free. In the beginning, we're still telling the story. We haven't left yet, right? About Trei Kasi Kamai, Lo Bo Haseva, Da'akate Avodim Hayinu Kamar. Because we're still saying Avodim Hayinu and telling the process of the story. So now the Gemara says, okay, Hashtu de Itmar Hachi, the Itmar Hachi. Now that we say this way, and we said that way, Idi Boy Haseva, both of them require Haseba. You have to do it by all four. Right? We did Suffolk, you can do it by all four. So all the Rishonim ask, what does that mean? Dali Kosos is in Haseba, it's all in the Rabbanan. So we have a Suffolk, which way to go? Suffolk Rabbanan Lakula, we should say no Haseba. Right? So there's a famous Ron, let's see if I can find it in a second before it. Famous Ron that answered, so I want to do it inside. I lost my page. I think a suffix derabbanan means that if you have a suffix, whether you mean yotzei the mitzvah or not, you just go to kula, and you don't do it. I don't know if that's necessarily true. Like, I can't find the Ron at the time, but the Ron, the famous Ron basically asks, well, you say suffix derabbanan kula, similar, I guess, to what you're saying. Say suffix derabbanan kula, that would only be, okay, you have one way, do it this way, do it that way, do it the makula way. If you go to kula here, you're eviscerating the whole mitzvah. Right? If you go to kula here, then there'll be no reclining. Everyone agreed that you had to do reclining on at least two of them. This is suffix, so which one? If you say, oh, suffix with a kula, then you can do not can do it at all. Once you hear the answer, it's very logical. That takes away the entire mitzvah. Okay, so now we have a seba for matzah mitzvah. We just have to figure out what matzah mitzvah is.
The other reason is that also there's a rabbanan kula, but it's something that's very easy to do.
Correct. Right. The Ron also says that there's no tircha. There's no tircha involved. What's the big deal? So then do it. Okay. Right, so you get one's more practical and one's more fundamental on the answer. Right, so we have a seba for matzah mitzvah. We just don't know what matzah mitzvah is. No seba for maror, and we have a seba for all the dalet kosos. But now, what's a seba? Seba is leaning on your left. Pirka don. Okay, is it true? Is that correct? Okay, so we pass like the rush. Is that okay? So pirka don. So what's pirkadon? Perhaps you ask some machlokas about what pirkadon means, but it means lying on your back or lying on your stomach. Tosos always says it's lying on your back, and Rashi here says lying on your back also. Elsewhere he says lying on your stomach. So pirkadon, if you're lying on your back, loshmei haseba, that's not considered reclining. Lying down on your back, that's not considered reclining. Similarly, hasebas yamin, loshmei haseba, leaning to your on your right side is also not considered haseba. Below ode, and not only that, that it's not going to save a shema yakim karna levesh, as though it's a karna lean to your right, is also dangerous. I guess because of the way your esophagus and it's set up, you could go down the wrong tube if you're leaning to the right. So what's the so if you look at the Rishonim, it says hasavis lemin. Tosfos Rashbam says at the end of the first wide line, it says hasavis yamin loshmei haseva shrebi yamino hu tsarich leechol. He says leaning to your right is not considered a seva because you need your right hand to eat. So if you're leaning on your right, you can't very hard. It's very hard to eat. And then he says that Shema Yaktim, Rashbam says Shema Yaktim is a pirkadon. That's on the lying down. So the Rashbam splits the reasons. He says the reason why leaning on your right is not considered a seva is because you're going to have a difficulty eating. Leaning to lying down is dangerous. Is lying down is not a seva because it's dangerous. So according to the Rashbam, there's a nafkamina now. What if you're a lefty? According to the Rashbam, if you're a lefty, and the whole reason why you can't lean to your right is because of difficulty eating, then if you're a lefty, you should be okay, because that's you just lean on your right and eat with your left hand. If the reason is, like other Rishonim say, that the danger is for both leaning to your right and lying down, then a lefty also wouldn't be able to lean to their right, despite the fact that it's easier for them to eat because of the danger. I think Lemaisa, we say lefties lean to the left also, and like we always say with lefties, let them figure it out, right?
Eating requires the greatest dexterity.
What? And if you're in those days, if you're lying down all the way on the couch and you're leaning on your shoulder and the plate's over here and you're like that, you have to get the food to eat. It's not so comfortable. Okay, fine. Nowadays we do a leaning. We put a pillow and we go like this. That's not how they did it. We leaned. They reclined. It was like that was really lying down. Okay, fine. Now Isha Eitzel Baila, a woman, a wife by her husband, lo by haseba, does not require haseba. The woman does not require a seba. Rashi Rashbam says, fourth to last line, because mipnei emas baila v'kfufalo, because of the fear of her husband, and she's subservient to him. Right? Umefarish b'shiltos ravachai, lav darchayu d'nashi l'migza. Shiltos is another reason, because it's not the derech of women to do so. So two reasons again here. Is it because it's emas baila, or is it because it's not derech nashim? So then the merish, then... So that. The Gemara says, "V'im isha chashuva hi, but she's an isha chashuva tzricha seba. Then she require her seba. Isha chashuva require her seba. So I guess what does it mean? It's according to the idea of ema that maybe an isha chashuva doesn't have any ema. But according to the idea of the shiltos that just lav derech nashim to do that, then what does it make a difference if it's isha chashuva? I believe nowadays we're passing that all our wives are isha chashuvas." Don't go home and tell your wife that she's kufa l'cha and that she doesn't require a seva. Won't work out too well. But she may not do a seva, but she won't like the kufa part. Correct. Clarified.
I mean, Rabban is clearly suggesting that women, a wife shouldn't recline because she's not free. She comes under her husband.
Correct. Ema's bailala. But the Rosh Hashanah gave a different reason, that it's not derech nashim. So the isha chashuva goes, that takes care of the Rashbam's answer, Rashbam's reason. But how does Isha Chashuva take care of the Shiltos' reason? Maybe Isha Chashuva is the derech to do it. Not sure. Okay, Isha Eitzel Baila, Lo Bay Haseba, Vimisha Chashuva Yitzricha Haseba. Ben Eitzel Aviv, where you have a son by the father. I guess this, either, I'm not sure if it's because the son is being supported, which is very Lamaisa B'smanazah, or it's just talking about Stam, the son by the father, but then they say Bay Haseba, because the son is not so kafah to the father, the son is always a little more chutzpah to the father. So Yibayiluhu, so they ask, what about the Talmud Eitzorabo, a Talmud by his Rebbe? Does he have sufficient Ema to not require a Seba? So Mai, what's the din? So Tashma, we have the following Raya. The Amar Abayi says, Ki Havinan Beimar, when I was at the house of our master, Rabbi's master is Rabbah, so he was in Rabbah's house, the Leil Seder, Zaginan Abirke Dehadadi. We used to lean on each other's knees. Right? People sit next to each other and they would lean down. So you see, they're going pretty far down. They're leaning on each other's knees. Okay? So therefore, they were leaning even in the house of Rabbah. But Ki Asinan Lebe Rav Yosef, when Rav Yosef took over the yeshiva, right? Rabbah was the Rebbe first, was the Rosh Yeshiva first, and then Rav Yosef, right? Ki Asinan Lebe Rav Yosef, Amra Allah, and Rav Yosef said to us, Lo tzrichisu, you do not need to lean or to recline. So the question is, when he says Lo tzrichisu, does that mean you don't have to? Or does it mean you're not allowed to? Also machlokas. When he says, okay, so Lo tzrichisu, because Mora Rabbah kemora Shemayim. The Mora, the fear of your Rebbe, should be like the fear of Shemayim, and therefore there is no, like you said before, there's no chiris. There's no, so you don't lean. Again, does that mean you don't need to lean, or you're not allowed to lean?
Doesn't that mean we shouldn't be?
I hear you. So if we're all out by Hashem, I get it. Hashem is telling you that from Hashem we're getting the freedom. So therefore you lean. And we have this extra variable, so maybe that takes away. Okay, it's a good question. So Gemara asks, Mesvei, we learned in the Braisa, Im kol adam mesev. You should lean, whether you're in front of anybody, you should always lean, always recline. Vafilu talmid etzorabo. Even a talmid by his Rebbe. So what do you mean? You just said that a talmid by the Rebbe doesn't lean, Rav Yosef, you said that, and now we have here, we quote this Braisa that says that everyone should lean, even a talmid by his Rebbe. So which way is it? So the Gemara says, no, ki tana hahi bishulya denagiri. So there's a difference. There's your Rebbe in Torah, and there's your Rebbe in Umnus. So by your master, like if you're in the crafts, in the guild, by the master of the guild, you can lean. But by your Rebbe, you don't lean. Okay. Ibailu. So then they asked, the Shamish, right? We have the Shamish come back again, the waiter, right, who's serving the Balabayas, we're serving the Chabura Mai. Does he lean? Does he have to lean? So Tashma, the Avraham Yeshua ben Levi, Hashamash Sha'achal Kazayis Matzah Kishihu Mesiv Yotza. The Shamish who eats a Kazayis Matzah while he's leaning, then he's Yotzei Dechiyav, whatever again, Yotzei Dechiyav of leaning, or Yotzei Dechiyav of Matzah, I'm not sure. But Mesiv in, Lo Mesiv Lo. Must be, if he leans, he's Yotzei. If he doesn't recline, he's not Yotzei. Right? Shema Minah, Baya Seba, Shema Minah. You see from here, he requires a Seba. So the Shamish would require a Seba, I guess, because he's, just because he's a waiter, doesn't necessarily mean that he has that Ema. He's maybe a hired hand can still do a Seba. Okay, so we had, again, we go through the sugyas. You just have all these sugyas. You have a Seba. We had fasting on Erev Pesach. Now, what about women? Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Nashim Chayavos Arba'a Kosos Halalu. Women are obligated in drinking the four cups of wine on Pesach. Why would they not be? Mitzvah Seish Es Mangrama. So it's theoretically, you would say that they shouldn't be Chayav. Right? What's the reason why they are Chayav? The Gemara says, Sha'av hein hayuba oso nes, because they too were in the nes. What does av hein hayuba oso nes even mean? Right, so that's also a machlokas we're showing him. Av hein hayuba oso nes, Rashbam says, the Amr Masecha Sota, Bishar Noshim Tzidkanios, Shahayuba Oso Ador Nigalu. It's because they're the impetus, they're the reason why the gula happened. The chain gabi mikra megillah, and why we say Afin Hayuba Oso Nes, we say by three mitzvos. Right? Rayon Tam has a fourth, but three mitzvos. We say by Dalkosos, Mikra Megillah because Esther saved, and by Neir Hanukkah because of the story of Yehudas, which is really in Megillus, in Sefer HaMakamim. But so, since they were the going to Rashbam, they're the reasons that caused the redemption, that's why Afin Hayuba Oso Nes. Others say, what's Afin Hayuba Oso Nes? If you look, you look at the Tosos, Hayuba Oso Nes, Peirush Rashbam, Rashbam explains, Sha'al Yodam Nigalu, because through them the Gula happened. V'chein b'Megillah de Esther, Megillah by Esther, and Chanukah Yehudas. V'kasha, Tosos doesn't like that answer, because Af, he says the language of Af means even. If they're the reason, it shouldn't be Afhein. What does Af mean? Even them in the Nes. So Tosos says, he says, Af Mashmashain Ikar, he says, V'od Gar Shushalmi, Sha'avhein Hayuba Oso Suffik. The idea is that Afin Hayuba Oso Nes means is because they were also in danger. So it also applies to them. The Geula also applied to them. They were in danger. So Machlokas was shown in what Afin Hayuba Oso Nes actually...
Just saying
Afin was
also
not even. Who? Rashi would say. What Rashbam would say. Who was,
instead of, it doesn't mean even they were...
They were also included.
Yeah,
right.
Also.
They were also. Rashi seems to, Rashbam seems to indicate that they are the number one reason. So it shouldn't say
us. We know that women are higher than Pesach, Matzah, or Christus. Why do you need to bring it by each one? Why not just say?
So, Dalikos is the difference. Pesach and Matzah are Dine Daraisa. That's another question. Right? This is a Dine Darabanan. The three examples of Afhain are all Dine Darabanan. So maybe that's the reason why you need another thing. Right? The question is, what about by Sukkah? Why aren't they obligated in sukkahs? Again, Afin Hayuba Oso Nes, the Gemara always asks. So one answer that they give is because it's the Oraisa. And the others give other reasons about the differences between a mitzvah, Pirsum Nisa, and Zechor L'Nes. But you're right, it seems to be that you're picking and choosing. I think the difference might be the Oraisa and the Rabban. Okay. So, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Here's the name of Shmuel. Arba Kosos Halalu, Saruch Sheyeh Behen, Kedei Mezigas Kos Yofeh. In order to be yotzei, again, in those days the wine had to be diluted. You had the strong wine, and it gets cut with a certain amount of water. So he says, the amount you have to have of wine is the amount that you would have for a kos yafe, right? So what is that? Rashbam says, but kol echad kidei sheyevehen mezigas kos yafe shabracha shiuro rova revius lug, a quarter of lug. Kedesha Yimizidanu, so you'll mix it. V'yamon or revius lug. Right? You have to have so the chol chamer dori atlas mayu galal chamer hi. You have to have three quarters of water in there. Otherwise, I guess it's not considered wine. Right? That's what you have to have. Okay, shasa'an chai. If you drink it uncut, right, without mixing the water in, shasa'an chai. So it's not real. It's not really wine. It's just really very harsh. So then you still yotze. You yotza. Well, shasam v'mas achas. If you drank them all, what's bizvas achas? So Rashi says bizvas achas means you took four cups, poured them all together, and drank it in one cup. Rashbam says that doesn't make any sense because why would you ever think of yotze that? That's if you take four cups and you pour it into one cup, Rashbam, that's still one cup. It's just a bigger cup. So Rashbam says what it means shasam v'as achas means you're drinking retifus one after another. You didn't drink them along at the order of the Haggadah. I'd make kiddush. I drink a cup. I drink a second cup. I drink a third cup. I drink a fourth cup. That's what Rashbam says. Okay, so shasan chai yotza shasan v'as achas yotza hishka mehen. If you take from your cup levan of leveso, I mean you weren't able to drink the whole thing, but you gave it to your children, then you're still yotze. Okay, so good. Thing over here is always consideration, like how much like Kiddush are the Dalakosos. Like if I drink Kiddush and I can't drink the whole shear, I give to somebody else, have the Yotzei the shear. But a Dalakosa, the same thing. Whatever the shear is, can somebody else help me finish that shear, or am I supposed to do it by myself? Okay, so Shasan Chai, you drank it undiluted. Shasan Chai, Amar Rava. Rava says, Yedeyayin Yotza. You were Yotzei Yedeyayin. What does that mean? You drink wine, but Yedei Cheres lo Yotza. But you're not yotze this concept of cheirus. Right? Rashbam says it's 11, 12 lines down. Yidei yayin yotza, shashosa arba kosos. You drink four cups. So far, you drink four cups. But yidei cheres lo yotza. You aren't yotze cheres, Rashbam says. I never heard of this mitzvah of cheres. Rashi says, klomar, ein ze mitzvah shlema. It's not a full-fledged mitzvah. You didn't do it the right way. She'ein chashivas el b'yayin mazah. Because a real cup of wine is a cut, diluted cup of wine. V'hani mili b'yino shalahen. That's in their wines. The daru al-chad tlas maya. Our wines, even back in the Middle Ages, they didn't need to be diluted. Okay, so he says if you drank them raw, basically, you're yotze in four cups, you're yotze the four cups, but yode cheres you're not yotze. Shasa'an bevas achas, if you drank them all at one time, again we're gonna go with Rashbam here, that means Ritziflis, you drank them at, you know, complete, all in one, not in one cup, you drank them without not al seder. So Rav Amarav says here you de yayin, you were yotze. What does he de yayin you yotze? Rashbam says, Mishum Simchas Yontif. You yotze this idea of Simchas Yontif, of having wine, but you de abrikosos lo yotze. But you're not yotze abrikosos. Going to have more. Why? Because the abrikosos were niskan to be drunk at a certain point in the meal, in the Seder. If you do it in the wrong order, in the wrong place, you're not yotze dalikosos. Hishka mehen levanav l'neveso yotze. If you gave it over to your sons, or your members of your household, your yotze, Amrav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he says, Vehu de ishti rubel kasa. That's only if you yourself drank rov kos. So according to Rav Nachman, you must drink rov kos before, I guess you have to have the revius, being held by the revius, drink a rov of that, whatever that amount is, maybe small luguma, whatever the amount, you have to drink a rov of kos, and then they can finish it off. But if you don't, what?
What's he saying?
As opposed to Kiddush, where I don't have to drink any of it. I can drink a little, and they can drink it and finish it off and be yotze. Dalet kosos, no, you have to drink rov kos. If I make Kiddush and I can't, like, I don't know. What? I don't know. Now, he quotes over here, Ein lo chiyach shebnei beiso yotzi lechovas arba kosos. He says, maybe you're talking about over here where they had their own cup. I guess you don't want to waste the wine. Or maybe you're talking about the bun katanim that haven't reached chinuch. So, Wisconsin to come in. Okay, so, Meisvei. Now the Gemara they ask on Shmuel. Meisvei they asked. Arba kosos alalu, these dalikosos, arba kosos alalu, tsarich sheyeh behen kidei revius. They have to have a revius. That's the shit after revius. Echad chai v'echad mazot, whether it's chai, undiluted, or mazot diluted. Echad yashan, echad chadash, echad yashan, whether it's old wine or newer wine. I guess newer wine doesn't have as much potency as the older wine. Rabbi Yehuda omet tsarich sheyeh botam, shatam, umar, v'mara. Rehuda says it has to taste like wine, it has to look like wine. What does looking like wine mean? Looking like wine means that it has to, it's supposed to be red, I think. Yeah. Looks not white wine. We'll see that in a moment. Katani Mios, what's the question on Shmuel? Katani Mios, it says here, Kedei Revius. You have to have the Revius. The Ata Martin, you, Shmuel, said Kos Yafe. So Mara is assuming that Revius and Kos Yafe are two different Shiurim. Mara says, no, Amri, Aitiv Idi Chachi Uruhu, Revius and Kos Yafe, that's the exact. That's the same shear. Idi idi chach yuruhu. Ukedei mezigas kos yofe hain revius. Mezigas kos yofe is considered a revius. Excuse me, can you wait till after? Can you wait till after? Please wait. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, sorok shiebo tam amariyayin. Rabbi Yehuda says that he has to have the taste and the look of wine. Amar Rava says, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that it has to taste like wine and look like wine? Diksiv, because it says, but in Mishle, I guess when Shlomo's warning about Shtiyas Yayin, it says, Al Tayri Yayin Ki Yis Adam. Don't always have wine, because Yis Adam, it makes it red. So I guess the idea is that it has to be wine. Rashbam says, Al Tachmo Lios Ragil Bo, don't be so regular in drinking wine, Ki Yis Adam, it makes it red. Mechlal Di Yayin Nami Marebai. It has to, the yayin also has to have this look, so that's why many people go after red wine, not white wine, at the Seder. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Brisa, Tana Rabbanan, Chol Chayavim Ba'arba Kosos Alalu, everyone's chayav in these four kosos, Echad Anashim, women, men, Echad Anashim, men, Echad Tinokos, and so too babies, or young kids. Amar Rebbe Yehuda, who says, Ma'it Chimat Toelos Yishnu Tinokos Mayayin. What's the reason of giving dal kosos to the children? They're peturim. They're peturim for mitzvos, right? Elam, the chalkim lahem, we give to them Same reason, Kloyos, that goes on Erev Pesach. We do all these things. Why today, Sheh, Lo Yishnu, so they don't sleep, fall asleep, the Yishalu, and they'll ask the questions, they'll ask the Manash Tana. Right? Amro Lava, Rabbi Kiva, they said about Rabbi Kiva, Shai Mechali, Kloyos, that goes on Tinokos, Erev Pesach. That they would give out nuts and things like and shells to the kids on Erev Pesach, and Lo Yishnu Shalu. Change things around, change things up in order to get to pique people's their curiosity, so they don't fall asleep and they'll ask questions. Tanya, with similar, with a little more, Tanya, Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, Chot vin matzos b'leili Pesach. We remove the matzah on Erev Pesach, kid b'shvil tinoko shelo yishnu. Sounds like our minhag of Afikon a little bit. Rashbam says, Chot vin matzah, he says, Magbin esakara, because you lift the plate, b'shvil tinoko sheyisholo, so that they ask. You just do all these strange things that you don't typically do in order for them to ask. The istim afarshe, and some say the afarshe, chol fin matzah ochin maher. We eat it very quickly. Shnei l'shonos halalu peirish rabbeinu. Okay? V'yesh gorsim matzos, magbiyah sakara, shish ba matzah umaro, beis tashilin. V'li nira, as Rashbam says, chot fin means v'salkin as alechem yam tinokos. We take it away. It says we take away from the baby. Shelo yushenim mitok machal harbe, kederach hatinok achar achilosu v'shud lo yishalu. We take away the food right away so they don't eat too much because the food will make them drowsy. So we keep them away, keep them hungry. Aval achshav, when we grab it away from them, they won't fall asleep and they'll ask. They won't fall asleep because they didn't eat enough. And then they'll ask when they see all the changes. Make all these changes. There's one more. We go one more. We learned about Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva never told the Talmidim to leave the Beis Medrash. Right, chutz me avi pesachim erev Yom Kippurim, except for erev Pesach and erev Yom Kippur. The avi pesachim, he told them to go home b'shvil tinokos kedei shelo yishnu, to make sure that the kids don't fall asleep. Send the fathers home so they keep the kids up. But erev Yom Kippurim and erev Yom Kippur, he sent them home kedei sheyachilu es bneihem, so they make sure that their kids eat on erev Yom Kippur, so they're ready to climb the mitzvah of eating on erev Yom Kippur. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.